beard here with something I needs to get off me chest. About the hour of four bells in the morning, I found myself wide awake, staring into the blackness like a crow's nest lookout, pondering the grand tale of King Solomon. I, the scallywag, said to be the richest soul to ever set foot on this green earth. Then, like a whisper on the wind from Davy Jones himself, a question drifted into me noggin. Would ye fancy the lifestyle of King Solomon? Without missing a beat, I bellowed like a broadside cannon. Aye, I surely would! Me shout sent the night watchmate storming through the hatch, saber half-drawn, ready for a brawl. Easy now, mate, says I, just dreaming in me hammock. Back to the crow's nest with ye. Now, I turn the spyglass to ye, fine land dwellers of this modern age. No matter where ye drop anchor, nor the state of your purse or provisions, would ye like to live like King Solomon? I hear a thundering, aye, echoing from the four corners of the earth. But Avest, let's steer this ship through the storm of reasoning. 'Tis easy to lust for treasure, but let's batten down and truly consider what such a life be meaning. To live the life of Solomon, you'd have to toss overboard a great many modern marvels that the old king never had in his hold. Let's haul the list up from the depths and see what be left behind in regards to travel, to sail as Solomon did. You'd need to cast off automobiles, airplanes, trains and motorboats, bicycles, paved roads, and street lanterns. Aye, you'd be trotting about on foot or riding beasts of burden, and praying the sun guides your way. To dwell in a palace like his, ye'd be tossing out the comforts of central heat or cold. No window units, no space heaters, just sweat, furs, or open windows. Nay, to hot or cold water from a tap, ye'd haul water in buckets and haul out waste, or use an outhouse. If ye be lucky, forget your glowing boxes. No smart devices, no magic picture frames, TVs, no music in a can, or from the sky. Nay, to electricity, lights, cooking machines, or buzzing hair contraptions, refrigerators keeping food cold. No more eating on Aunt Sally's fried chicken and potato salad all week long. Clocks and watches be gone, and so be any enchanted item running on them little metal barrels. Batteries, aye. Also, ye must part ways with every bit of plastic, from bags to barrels to baby trinkets, for the stuff hadn't yet been conjured. As for grub and provisions, prepare to give up. Sodas and fizzing brews, ice, even in your rum. Canned victuals and fast food taverns, sugary treats born of refined white powder. Fare from distant lands, only what could reach your table from a day's ride by camel or horse. No fancy restaurants, much less Maine lobster. And for your health, brace yourself for medical sorcery. No modern elixirs or painkillers, nay to allergy relief or spectacles. Dentistry of the kind not done with rum and pliers be out. No hospitals, no white-coated healers, no beeping contraptions or slicing machines. And let's not forget them treasure troves ye call modern stores. Ye know the ones where shelves stretch longer than a king's feast table, bursting with tens of thousands of wares from the far corners of the earth. Ye got clothing for every shape and season, powders and paints to deck your face, gear for sporting and gambling, toys to bamboodle a young buccaneer for hours, tools for fishing, hunting, camping, and boots or shoes for every land ye might tread, from desert sands to snowy peaks, and all for mere doubloons. 'Tis not like in Solomon's day, when such luxuries would take a royal tailor a fortnight and a chest of gold to make just one piece. Aye, we could go on till the sun sets twice, but I reckon ye catch the drift. What be the point of this whole tale, ye ask? Compared to King Solomon, our life be a fantastical dream. The poorest landlubber in today's world lives with comforts and magic that old Solomon, despite all his treasure, never even glimpsed in his wildest dreams. The Jolly Roger might not fly o'er your house, but by thunder, you've got a kingdom at your fingertips. So what in the seven seas have you got to be moping about? Sure, Solomon had riches and renown. Aye, but yeah, me mate have been gifted by the good Lord with miracles aplenty. Light at the flick of a switch, food from distant isles, warm shelter from the storm, and knowledge from every scroll ever writ tucked into your pocket device. So count your blessings like pieces of eight, and give thanks to the Lord above for what he's bestowed upon this age, the treasures of your homeland, your kin, and the breath in your lungs. Now, hoist your spirits, love the captain of your soul, love your shipmates upon this earth, and make the most of this wild, wondrous voyage called life. And if you still find yourself grumbling like a bilge rat in the hold, do something about it, ye scallywags. Don't sit there squawking like me, parrot. Always complaining and never flying. This be Blackbeard, signing off from the Pirate's Code podcast. Over and out.